that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Hi.
Great day. It's 7:39. Brock Hunter. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy first Friday. Oh, feels nice. Feels real effing good to say. Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. Who is hiring, by the way? You're looking to grow with an amazing company? Well, check out Specialite, Decatur, Benton Township. They want to grow with you. Amazing job opportunities available right now. Your topic for the day, what was your I told you so moment? All right, we've all had those in lives, whether it was someone telling you, I told you so, or you telling someone, I told you so.
I told you so, huh?
Dude, that the background noise with you, that truck, whatever they're doing out there.
Dude, I'm telling you. Hey, listen, real quick. I know this is off topic, but I got the message yesterday from the construction company, or the city, I should say, is, hey, you can't use your driveway starting today until June.
Yeah.
June. And look, I can't use my driveway until June.
We're not knocking the guys doing the job. They're doing a great job. But
hell
my God.
Dude, let it ride. Let you repair that road. But damn. Yep. What am I supposed to do, man?
I know. We all hem and haw about, like, all the roads being crappy and everything. And then when it actually, they start fixing, we're like, oh, and then we're all happy. Because you know what? You can't make us happy no matter what you do. We just all love to bitch.
Always apparently. Bitching.
Always. Anyway. Let's back to it. What was your I told you so moment? Mine involves a elastic strap.
What happened?
So this actually took place back in high school. And I always look back on this and smile because it was a moment for me where I got a great laugh, and I also got some, I shouldn't say prestige. Like, I felt really smart, okay? So, I don't know if you had this as part of the workout routine, but it was resistance band workouts, right?
Okay, yeah. Yep,
and
yep, yep.
So,
it's like that thing you put on your foot, and, you pull it.
So, we had these ones for running, and so they were really long. And what you do is you'd strap a belt around you, and then you'd strap a belt around someone else, and then you'd run, and then it would pull the person behind you, and you'd get extra speed, right?
Right.
So, it was it worked.
We had those for track.
Worked on explosiveness, right? So anyway, I'm sitting there. Me and my buddies were doing this for football season, and we're out in the hallways. Long story short, I noticed that one of the straps that was holding on to the one belt didn't look very good. Okay, and I said, look, I'm not using this. I'm not doing it, guys. Like, it's going to bust. And my one buddy, Bauer, I'll call him out on this, who, God bless his heart, smoked a lot of weed in high school. Bauer's like, no, it's fine, dude. It's fine. Don't be such a pussy. I remember, God, they were giving me so much crap. Oh, you don't be such a pussy. It's fine.
Famous last words.
So, my buddy Bauer is strapped on. He's the one that's going to get pulled, right? He's the one that's going to get pulled. So the strap is on the front of him. My buddy Burbank is the one that's running to pull him. Okay, so they take off. I'm like, all right, that's fine. Go for it. I'm not doing it. Burbank gets about three quarters of the way down the hallway, which is pretty impressive. This band is just as taut as it could be. And I'm just thinking in my head,
it's turning colors.
It's white. Dude, the thing snaps off of Burbank's, flies back at just the speed of sound, hits Bauer in the junk so hard with so much force that you heard a pop.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And all I did.
The rubber band, was it?
All I did was stand over my buddy and say, I told you so. I didn't get him a bag of ice. I didn't get the trainer. I just looked at him with his.
That's a big rubber band, too.
Oh, dude. And not to mention, it wasn't so much the rubber band. It was the fact that the parts that connect were plastic. So, dude, he had plastic shot at it. Oh, dude.
Ah.
So not only did I get to laugh, I also got to say, I told you so, you big dumb. Who's the pussy now? You are.
He's always the junk. Dude, it's a small, like, circle, you know, on your body. There's so many other parts of your body that it could hit. But no.
Yep.
No, it always zero laser beams right into your junk.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. I told you, to this day, I told you so, Bauer. I told you so.
I told you so.
Feels good.
Mine's not as good. Oh, well, mine's more like death-defying, I guess. I was with my cousin one time. I might have told you this story. We were running along a beach, and this is winter, Michigan winter. And he's from Florida. He doesn't really know snow too much. And we go to my grandma's beach back in the day. And he's like, yeah, just let's take a jog along the beach. I'm like, that's not the beach. That's water. There's water there. No, it's the beach. Okay. So he started jogging. We started. I let him go first and about 30 yards first because I'm like, dude, if this breaks, if one of these spots break, he's going. And it did. It definitely broke. About 2 minutes into this run, 10 foot by 10 foot chunk of ice drops about 5 feet into the water. And he jumps like Schwarzenegger or something in like an action movie. Slow motion, dude. He grabs the edge and he's like clawing his way up onto the edge. And I was just, I told you so. That is not beach. That is water.
Southern idiot. Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Welcome to Michigan. Yeah. Welcome to me. You nearly died, dude. He nearly died. If you would have fallen in, I don't know what I would have done. Yeah. We'll grab a branch, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, one of those beach branches. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you're right. All right. Wood that washed up.
Sometimes you just, some people need a near-death experience to get it in their head that when someone tells you something, listen sometimes. I told you so.
I told you so.
I like that. That's good.
You listen since then, that's for sure.
To be fair, he's from Florida, so he's already got kind of, you know, that working against him. But let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-947. Comment on Facebook. What was your I told you so moment? We'll be back with more WIRX.
WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Yeah, this show does suck.
753, Brock Hunter. I told you so. Yeah.
See, I told you so. That's what you tell the boss.
Yeah.
I told you.
I told you. I don't know.
What do you want from us?
Like, I was very clear about what you were going to get here. Your topic of the day brought to you by Special Light Nicator in Benton Township. What's your I told you so moment? Maybe someone told you I told you so. Maybe you got to tell someone I told you so. Either way, it can be bittersweet no matter how you look at it.
I feel like that we were told that a lot growing up, Brock. Yeah. You and I. Yeah. I told you so. You shouldn't have done that.
Don't do that. I told you so. Once you get hurt. Mm-hmm. We got some comments on Facebook here. What was your I told you so moment? Billy said, when someone eats my special cookies and thinks I'm joking to not eat more than three, I told you so.
Dude, that's a great example.
Yeah.
That is actually the ultimate example.
Yeah.
Because almost everybody falls into that trap. Yeah. And we talked about it on 420.
Yep.
You get that first edible in, right? Half hour ago, that's trash.
Yep.
I don't feel anything. This is BS.
Yep.
So you eat two more. And then like 10 minutes goes by and that first one hits and then the other two just pile on.
I told you so.
I thought I was going to die.
Oh. And at the time, you don't hear the people because your brain's going, whoop, 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 whoop. But afterwards, you know.
I told you so.
We got a good one from Blake. He said, what's your best I told you so moment? He said, years ago, early relationship with my wife, in a car, waiting in a line of car wash. She's driving. The card machine was down, so we couldn't pay, so we had to back out of the line. Guy behind us wouldn't let us back up and give us room. So she tries to do a slow, hard turn. I told her she was going to hit that post. She said repeatedly, but no, I've been driving for years. You don't even have a license. Yada, yada, yada. She said, I'm not going to hit it. That crunching, scraping sound was so bittersweet. And the look on her face, priceless. I told you so. I told you. I think you and I, any married man or anybody in a relationship just knows that, look, there's times with my wife where I lay it out there. Maybe it's something I know that I just, you know, I'm like, look, honey, I'm just telling you, I think it's going to be this way. She goes, no, you're wrong. And then it goes the way that I say it's going to go. And I just have to look at her and be like, well, you know, I did mention this. But unfortunately, as a married man, I don't get to say I told you so because that's how I get a frying pan thrown in my head. Yeah.
I told you so.
Yeah.
Frying pan right to the dome.
Yeah.
You know what, Blake, I can relate because my wife, she thinks she can make turns in her cars. And she's, dude, you should see this girl's rims. just scraped up. Oh, I thought I was going to make that dirt. Wham! Just right up onto the curb.
Honey, I told you. No. I don't just say this stuff for the sake of saying stuff, all right? I'm telling you because I want you to know.
Not going to make it.
Look, honey. I think every man should get at least like 5 a year I told you so's to his wife. I think every single guy. Like, look, honey.
Tokens.
I told you so, okay? I told you so. Here's your token. I got 4 left, all right?
Yep.
I'll try not to use them up too soon. And then your wife can't get mad about it.
Learn.
Yeah, just a little. I'm not saying I'm smarter than you. I'm just saying I told you so. That's it. That's all.
You know, especially saying it to the wife or if you're a woman out there saying it to the husband. It's hard. It's hard to say that because you know it's going to come bite you in the ass. Like I told you, so. She's going to use it against you.
Yeah,
at some
exactly.
point.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's why I said you should give 5 I told you so tokens a year where the other person can't get mad when you give them. Like just slide it across like the kitchen counter. Shh.
It's like those little wooden tokens you get at the bar. You
exactly.
know,
but it's for I told. It's a free I told you so without any repercussions later on down the road. I told you so. Take your token. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more coming up. WIRX.